adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Hampered by feverish and delirious Kitty, Jim makes a valiant attempt to outdistance the pursuing outlaw natives. But 4 days and nights without food have taken their toll of Jim's strength, and he's barely able to stumble forward and make his way to the top of a hill. With every ounce of strength left, he finally succeeds in reaching the hilltop and entrenching himself behind a barrier of rocks. In the meanwhile, Tony Lowry and his force of white planters, augmented by some loyal natives, have advanced into the hills and are almost within striking distance of the ridge of hills where Jim is making a final stand. At daybreak, Jim surveys the situation and begins to arrange his meager supply of ammunition in preparation for a fight to the finish. Below him, the natives are slowly and cautiously taking up their positions, hoping to close in for the kill. Beside Jim in his rocky little fortress lies Kitty, tossing feverishly in her sleep.
Well, this doesn't look too bad. Top of this hill is a natural fortress. I've got a good, clear view commanding the approach to the top of the hill. Now, let's take a look at the ammunition supply. Oh, guys, this is going to be tough. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 rounds. 5 full clips. Boy, oh boy, that isn't much. I'll have to make every shot count. That takes care of the rifle fire. The revolver, I'll save until they get too close. So sleep on, Kitty. They'll never take you alive, I'll see to that. When they get too close and there's no hope left, this revolver will do for us. Oh, it's beginning to get light. I better start to watch for those murdering devils. Oh, so they're up and doing, huh? That shot was pretty close. Better keep my head down. Now, where are those swine? Oh, I see them now. First blood for me. That'll teach them to keep down and not get careless. They're shooting wild. Trying to cover their advance. Well, I'll stop that.
I've got to go home. Getting late now. I'm so tired. Ever so tired. I'm thirsty, too. There's water at home. I'll go home.
Kitty. Kitty, what? Kitty, don't get up. Keep down. Keep down, Kitty. You'll get hit. Get down, Kitty. Do you hear me?
I'll go home now. I'll go home. It's getting ever so late now. I'm so thirsty.
Down, Kitty. For heaven's sake, down. Well, she doesn't hear me. She's out of the heat of that fever. Oh. I've got to keep her down somehow. She'll get hit with one of those stray bullets.
Which way do I go? I want to go home. Where's the beach? I walk along the beach to go home. I want to go home.
Boy, oh boy, they're getting too close for comfort. That settles it. There's only one way to put her to sleep. As much as I hate to do it, it just got to be done. It's no good. So here goes.
I want to go home. Go home.
Oh, she doesn't even see me or recognize me. She's completely out of her head.
Oh.
Well, Kitty, I've got to do this. And I hope it doesn't hurt too much. That did it. Now I'll just put it down here out of the way while I got back to work. Those rats down there have taken advantage of my absence to move in. And they're getting careless, too. Showing themselves like that, they make good targets. That made them run back for cover, as well as putting a couple of them out of action. That ought to hold them back for a while.
Yeah. With the unconscious Kitty out of danger, Jim turns his attention to the attacking natives, and the deadly accuracy of his fire keeps the natives from advancing any further up the hillside. In the meantime, Tony Lowry and his force were up at daybreak and on the move when the sound of the battle between Jim and the natives reached their ears.
Hear that, Wilson? Shots are not very far away. Get word up to Chisholm to get the exact location those shots are coming from.
Okay, Mr. Lowry. He's up on the ridge there. I'll send a runner out there.
Hey, wait, Wilson.
Yes?
Look up there. It's Chisholm signaling to us now. He's signaling us to come up in a hurry. Wilson, you hurry off to the left. Tell Robert and his section to move forward in a hurry. Go straight ahead and move up to the left of Chisholm. Up there on this side of the ridge.
Right, sir.
Remember to tell them to keep down on this side of the ridge and don't show themselves. Now get going.
Very good, Miss Lowry. I'll stay with Roberts and his section till I hear from you.
Right. All right, you men in this section. Start moving.
Yes, sir.
Advance right, straight ahead and join Chisholm's men up there on this side of the ridge.
All right, sir.
Remember, now don't go to the top of the ridge. Take cover on this side.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to move over there with Jenkins and move them up on the right. All right, men, move on.
All right, men. Come on. You follow me along here.
Well, Chisholm, what is it? Where's that shooting coming from? Up there among those rocks on the high point of that hill, sir. I've had my glasses glued on the spot, but I can't see anybody. Whoever it is, it's only one man. You can tell by the shots.
One man?
Yeah. Appears to be holding off quite a body of attackers who are firing on him from the side of the hill below him.
One man? Are you sure of that?
Absolutely, Mr. Lowry. Listen for yourself, and you can tell. Listen now. There. You hear that? Am I right?
Positively, Chisholm. I'll bet my last dollar that the man who is holding the top of that ridge is Jungle Jim. And his attackers are that band of renegade natives we're looking for.
Well, if that's the case, Jungle Jim needs help badly, and the quicker we get to him, the better.
That's right, Chisholm, but there's more to it than just helping Jungle Jim. If we rush up in a body and reinforce Jim, those natives will fall back in a hurry, back into the jungle where they'll be hard to find.
Oh, I get it now, Mr. Lowry. You want to cut off the natives' retreat and wipe them out.
That's it, exactly. Now, here's my plan. You take your advance guard and move into a position where you can join forces with Jim up there on the ridge.
Yes?
In the meantime, I'll hurry Roberts and two sections of men along the valley, around the hill, and tell them to take up a position below the attackers.
I see.
They will hold their fire until your men start to drive the natives back. Then when the natives begin to fall back, Roberts and his men will open up a crossfire that will cut off their retreat.
That's a good idea, Mr. Lowry. I'll start moving up at once.
Okay, men. I'm moving up again. Spread out in extended order. Make the pile of rocks on top of that hill your objective, understand? And no firing until I give the order. Remember that. The man holding that ridge might be Jungle Jim. All ready? All right, advance on the double. Don't lose any time.
All right, sir. Come on, man. Follow me along here.
All right, Roberts. Assemble your men. Get ready to move off. Oh, Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Wilson, come here, please.
Come in, Mr. Lowry.
Here I am, Mr. Lowry. What's the order?
Take your section and Roberts. Move off with all possible speed along the base of that hill there.
Yes, sir.
Move around to the left. When you get around the hill, scout for the natives in the valley who are attacking. When you locate their positions, move up quietly and quickly within easy range of them. But remember, be below them in the valley, not above them. Get that?
Yes, sir, Mr. Lowry.
Remember to hold your fire until you get a signal from me up on that ridge. Chisholm and his men will open up a heavy fire from the top of that ridge and drive the natives out of their positions. When they break and start falling back to where they'll be well within your range, open up a heavy crossfire and cut off their retreat. Now, you understand that?
Perfectly, Mr. Lowry.
Good. Now, remember, it's speed that counts. Get around to the base of that hill and into position as fast as you can. Good luck, Wilson. And remember, we're depending on you and Roberts to cut off that retreat. Now, move up.
Very good, sir. We'll be in position as quickly as possible. So long.
So long. All right, Jenkins. Assemble your men and follow me. This is going to be a fight to the finish.
Back in the town of Nahia, another battle is taking place. This one is a quiet, deadly battle without the force of arms. It is a silent, grim fight for a man's life, Kolu's life. After snatching a few hours' rest, Lil returns to her job of nursing Kolu. She is relieving the doctor who has been watching over Kolu during her absence.
Well, how do you feel now, Mr. Vril?
I feel in tip-top shape, Doctor. That 5 hours' sleep did the trick. I'm all ready to take over. How's the patient?
It's still too early to form any definite opinion, Mr. Vril.
But, Doctor, before I went to bed, he showed a little improvement. His heart action and pulse. Why, even you said there was a good chance.
Yes, I know, Mr. Vril. I was optimistic. Still am, for that matter. But as I've said before, in very serious cases of this kind, it's, well, just touch and go. The slightest little thing can swing the balance one way or the other.
Look here, Doctor. Tell me the truth. I've got to know. Has he had a relapse?
Yes, Miss DeVille, I'm afraid so. Now, you're a brave, cool, resourceful woman. I know that you won't panic easily. I know how you feel about this man. You might as well know the truth. His condition is very critical indeed. There's only one thing that will help, and that's almost out of the question.
Nothing is out of the question where saving Kolo's life is concerned. Tell me what's to be done, and I'll find some way of doing it.
Well, it's that wound in the side. He must have lost a tremendous amount of blood. Mm. That, together with the terrific amount of energy he used up to reach here, has been almost fatal.
Well, then, if it's that serious, let's get busy.
We've got to give him a blood transfusion as soon as possible. But where are we going to get a volunteer?
There surely must be someone here. What are the white men or a native?
There's a half dozen planters here, but they've been wounded and are recovering themselves. Oh, no, we can't count on them. And the only natives left are old people and children. They're no good.
Well, how about the men up with Tony Lowry? Could we...
No. I'm afraid that would be out of the question. More than 2 days' journey away, and it would be too late.
Yeah. But there must be something we can do. We can't let Kolo die. We've got to save him. Can I give my blood?
No, of course not. But I've got another plan. It's a long chance, but with your help, we may win.
For what?
I'm going to make a test of my blood. If it'll do the trick, I'll give him a transfusion.
Good heavens, Doctor, how?
Well, that's where you come in. I'll go over every step of the operation with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll rehearse it several times to make sure you know every detail. Then I'll direct you how to do the job. Give all the other directions as we go along.
Doctor, I don't know what to say. How to express myself. It's a great sacrifice.
Oh, never mind that now. Let's save the applause until the show is over. You've got just as big a job to do as I have. So, come on, let's get busy. It's a fight for life.
And so in the quiet of that little room, the gallant doctor and Lil prepare for the one big effort that will save the life of the faithful Kolo. In the far-off hills, Jungle Jim, completely unaware that help is on the way, fights on to hold back the murderous horde of rebel natives. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.